You are listening to Tokyo Storytellers, Life Straight from Japan.
Hello, everyone. This is Headshake Podcast from Aya. Okay. My last weekend was busy. First, I vacuumed all of my floor in my house, and I wiped all of the floor in my house, and I changed bed sheet, and I broke down cardboard box, and I swam 20 laps, and I cooked buta no kaguni, and I cooked vinaigrette sauce, and I prepared wakame gohan onigiri. I ate homemade buta no kaguni for dinner tonight. The fat melted in my mouth. It was very delicious. I think I'm a great cook. Today I have an internet question. Have you ever climbed Mount Fuji, and have you ever visited Fuji Yoshida Shrine? Okay. I have never climbed Mount Fuji, and I have never visited Fuji Yoshida Shrine. But I have visited Fuji Q Highland 3 times. Okay, thank you for listening, everyone, and good night.
Hi there, it's Takanori. I share my diary first. This week I read The Logic and Practice to Develop Proper Thinking and Proper Understanding, written by Ryo Hato. The chapter on strengths and weaknesses of inductive reasoning and deductive reasoning addresses my business. And this week, I ate curry udon. The soup was so spicy. I would like to eat the curry udon soon. And I purchased a 2 kilogram bag of Koshihikari rice from Amazon. 2 kilogram rice is just enough for one person like me. I'm going to read a 5-star review on Amazon. Next, today, I share my recent goal. I want to lose 3 kilograms. So I run and I jogged around my house. And now I have cut ramen from my former diet. Next, internet question. The question is, have you ever visited Mount Fuji or the Fuji Yoshida Shrine? My answer is yes and no. I have visited Mount Fuji, but I have never visited Fuji Yoshida Shrine. That's all. Thanks for listening to today's show. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. My name is Chinatsu. Welcome to Chinatsu's Wine Cellar. First, I'm going to share my work diary. Last week, I made new catalog page layout, and I typed up a contract, and I signed up a new customer. And next, I'm going to talk about my snacks. I usually snack on salt flavored jagariko. You can pick up salt flavored jagariko from Lawson, for about 300 yen. I usually eat salt flavored jagariko with coffee. And I usually snack on kappa ebisen. And you can pick up kappa ebisen from 7-Eleven for about 200 yen. I usually snack on kappa ebisen with oolong tea. I snack on smoked cheese. And you can pick up smoked cheese from Lawson. For about 500 yen. I usually snack on smoked cheese with some red wine. And finally, I'm going to answer internet question. What do I put on my curry? I put soy sauce and tomato ketchup on my curry. And what do I put in my curry? I usually put cubed potatoes and cubed carrots and sliced onions and some piece of pork in my curry. That's all for today. So today I shared my work diary and talked about my snacks and answered internet question. Thank you for listening.
That concludes this episode of Tokyo Storytellers. Please submit your questions to be answered on the show in the link provided in the show notes.